Hello, it's Michael Morris with the last of the Reflections for Lent this year, 2022. It's arrived at last. Holy Week, or as it's known in Welsh, yr wythnos fawr, the big week, the most important week of the year for Christians. This is what Jesus' whole life was leading up to, and what Lent, our time of reflection, has been leading up to as well. Born in Bethlehem, some 6 or 7 miles south of Jerusalem, but brought up in Nazareth, nearly 100 miles north of Jerusalem, Jesus' three-year ministry brought him full circle, back to the capital city at its busiest time. Pilgrims had gathered to celebrate Passover at great personal cost of time and effort. Just imagine travelling 100 miles without motorized transport today. It was, and still is, one of the pilgrim feasts of Judaism, and it was nearly full circle in another sense, in that there was almost no room at the inn until someone agreed to rent that upper room to the 13 of them. Like Jews today, Jesus and his friends sought to celebrate the passing over of the angel of death, one of the 10 plagues that hit the Egyptian masters of the Hebrew slaves, and which finally persuaded them to let God's people go. Jews celebrate Passover today as one of God's great acts of redemption. Ah, there's that word that I mentioned last week, redemption. The word is bound up with a world in which there were slaves and masters, where some slaves were fortunate enough to buy back their freedom. And as Christians, we celebrate this week God's even greater act of redemption, where Jesus' death did much more than the death of those firstborn lambs whose blood was smeared on the doorposts of the Hebrew slaves so that the many could be saved. The Gospels teach that the blood of Jesus shed on the cross offers redemption not just for the many, but for all. And that surely is good news for all of God's children. Yet so many people choose not to accept this offer of redemption. Perhaps it's because it's too good to believe, or perhaps because we're just not very good at sharing this message of redemption. The Bible verse for St. Mary's this year talks about Jesus offering life in all abundance. But sadly, abundance is so often confused with material things. From a young age, we learn that if we're good, especially if we do something we don't really want to, then we get rewarded with things. And the greater the deed, the more abundant the reward. So we spend our lives accumulating things as if they enrich our lives. But do they? I remember as a child being bribed by my mother with sweets to be a good boy and let the dentist fill or remove my teeth, because the sweets I ate more and more of had rotted them. There's something wrong with that kind of reward, I think. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against having things. I wouldn't want a life devoid of central heating, comfortable furniture, television, and my car. But once these things are in place, I have to remember those important words, "Lead us not into temptation," when increasingly sophisticated adverts on the roadside, newspapers, TV and phone tempt me into believing that my wife will be all the less abundant if I don't buy the latest gadgets. And these adverts clearly work, because we continue to buy things we don't really need, while we look on with pity at our brothers and sisters in the two-thirds world who lack a comfortable home, food, and even clean water. Time and again, I'm heartened by stories from Christian Aid, Oxfam, and other agencies working with the world's poorest that testify to the abundant life they're able to discover despite their lack of material things. And next month, I will once again reflect on the work of Christian Aid in Christian Aid Week in ensuring that our brothers and sisters get their share of these basics. When the chips are down, our deepest desire for abundant life is the same as theirs. When we're faced with a serious illness of a loved one, we'd give up all our material things just to see them get better. And I've never heard anyone who's terminally ill regret that they didn't spend more time at work. True abundance comes from the quality of our relationships with our loved ones, and the deepest relationships involve giving much more than material things, however nice it is to receive gifts. Abundance, or life in all its fullness, is something that we can't quantify. Science, or rather the immature understanding of science that we were once taught in school, seems to say that if we can't see, touch, smell, taste, or hear it, then it doesn't exist. But those of us who are lucky enough to have been nurtured in a loving, living relationship know how real it is, and how neither life nor death, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Such is the message of this Holy Week, when seen with the benefit of hindsight through the lens of Easter Day. A very different message to that very bad Friday that we can now see was in fact a good Friday, and a very different way to abundant life from the way of the world. May God continue to bless us this Easter and give us the strength to follow his Son, facing the worst that the world can do to us and transforming it so that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Please join with me once again and continue to do so each day, and join with Christians worldwide in saying the words Jesus taught his 12 friends to say 2,000 years ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Scatters fear.
gladness, hymns of triumph sing. For her Lord now liveth, death has lost its sting. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without thee, aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through joy.